Thank you. May the words of my heart and mind find favor with you, O Lord. Okay, so by show of hands, how many of y'all are divorced? Okay, so I'm not going to preach on divorce this morning. The only thing worse than preaching about divorce is preaching about money. So I'm going to talk about a way in which you have the opportunity to be divorced from your money. So as he said, my name is Wesley Spencer. Our senior warden, Kathy Graff, is the other co-chair of our stewardship this year. We did it together last year, and we were invited back to do it this year. So I'm going to start off by telling you a story. Picture, if you will, a circus in the 1930s blowing into a dusty old town in Kansas where a strong man greets the audience and takes two oranges and puts them in his biceps and squeezes them. He proceeds to pour out a full pitcher of orange juice. Then he challenges the audience. He says, if anyone can take these two oranges and squeeze out so much as a tablespoon, I will give you $100. Now, $100 was a lot of money back then, and there were no takers. So he upped the ante. He said, I will give you $500 if you can squeeze out so much as a tablespoon. And a little old woman in the back of the circus raises her hand and she says, I'll try if that's okay. So she goes up and she takes her weather-worn, well-worked hands and takes that first orange and squeezes out an entire tablespoon, and then takes the second orange and squeezes out two more tablespoons. And the strong man paid her $500 and said, how on earth were you able to find any more juice in those lemons? And she explained to him, you see, I am a church treasurer, and I am used to getting out the very last drop from everything. And I say that in loving memory of our treasurer emeritus, Art Graff. And let me also tell you that that story is as serious as your vestry and staff here take using your money. They're very good stewards of it and contemplate spending every last dime before it goes. So today I'm going to talk about stewardship. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our stewardship goals, how we arrived at those goals, and ways in which you can participate. Now, every time that I get asked to do something on stewardship, I always feel like little Oliver Twist in the musical Oliver, coming up with my little empty bowl and saying, please, sir, may I have some more? And that, in many ways, is how stewardship speeches sound. In fact, it's much like all of the mailings that everyone gets this time of year from every nonprofit that they belong to. If stewardship is a new idea to you, simply put, it is part of the church's tradition where we ask you to consider the three T's, your time, your talent, and your money, or treasure. This year, in our stewardship undertaking, we're going to ask you to very seriously look at all three of those T's. There are going to be two separate pledge cards. The first pledge card you're going to see is simply for time and talent. This is your opportunity to re-up and say, yes, I want to continue this ministry that I've been doing for a long time. I want to continue in the Flower Guild, or I want to continue teaching Sunday school. But it's also your opportunity to say, I'd like to try something new this year. Maybe I'd like to be considered to serve on the vestry, or perhaps I want to be a lector. So that's your opportunity to consider your time as well as your talent. On a separate card, you'll be asked to prayerfully consider your treasure. Now, why is that a separate card? Because those pledges or intentions are kept completely confidential. The only people that see those is our treasurer, Mike Drexler, as well as our clerk, Mina. And those are locked away in an office so that no one ever sees those. Now, the first card We will be sharing with other ministry leaders so that if your hope is to join a new ministry or something, that that can become a reality. Most of us tend to think about the third T when we think about stewardship. It may be a different way of doing stewardship if you're from a different tradition, but creating a pledge or an intention that you hope to give. Now, I know talking about money from the pulpit makes people nervous and people get antsy like the only virgin at a prison rodeo, but I assure you that it's a necessary evil for the church to consider how it does its budget. The church makes 85% of its budget based upon what those intentions are. The other 15% come from plate offerings of cash, as well as some good investments, and thirdly, from some building rentals that we do. Last year was the first year since COVID that we were able to balance our budget. Not only balance our budget, but come out with a little bit of a budget surplus. I think that's how Kathy and I ended up in this position again this year. But nonetheless, our hope is that this year we'll be able to balance the budget again. The budget committee is still continuing to meet and still continuing to get facts and figures together. And as soon as a goal is reached, we will share that with you. Right now, it looks like some expenses are going up on the low end of around 3% for such things as cost of living. Some things are going up as much as 10% for things such as insurance. So we're expecting a budget increase of somewhere between the 6 and 8 range, but we'll share that with you as soon as possible. Just like last year, Kathy and I want to be as transparent through this whole process as we can possibly be. So you'll be able to see what those numbers are as you're making your pledge. You'll also see how we are coming closer and closer to meeting our goal every week. Last year we had just under 100 households participate. This year our goal is to have 110 households participate. Please, please be one of those households that participates early, so that Kathy and I don't have to make you a phone call and say, please, sir, may I have some more? Instead, the goal is for everyone's goals, for everyone's intention cards to be in 4 weeks. And we will have a chili cook-off to celebrate those on All Saints Sunday. It is also a little known fact that during stewardship season, the clergy has kidnapped my dog, and if we don't make our goal, then I won't get it back. So please make sure that you get those cards in right away. Over the past few years, we've used the word pledge. Now we're using the word intention. When you make your intention this year, do so prayerfully and considerately. People always ask, what's the average pledge at Nativity? And sometimes we're shy about sharing that with you. I believe it's important in the spirit of transparency that you're aware of it. Our average pledge comes in at around $4,500. That's not said to make you feel guilty if you don't pledge that much. And it's not, and it certainly isn't an excuse for you to give less if you give more. Instead, it's just information that you would have. Some folks think that we get money from the diocese. That is far from true. That is the tradition in the Roman Catholic Church, but in our church, we give money to the diocese. It's based on how much money we raise and based on attendance, a very complicated calculation. But nonetheless, the diocese takes our money and does ministries on our behalf. Our budget is only meant to deal with operating expenses of the church. We don't include ministries in this. By ministries, I mean things like things that we do and give money to. We raise money for that in a separate function in Adventure in December. as you consider your stewardship pledge and you consider it prayerfully, I want you to not only think about it as a contract or a relationship with you and the church, but know that it's an intention. Things change. Perhaps you may lose a job and you have to lower your intention. Or perhaps you may win the lottery and then you get to increase your intention. If I win the lottery, the church will get a nice sum of money and you will never see me again. I say that with all love. You might also think of stewardship as a little bit of an insurance policy. Now, not insurance that you're going to go to heaven if you pledge so much. But this is a group that likes to travel. So let me share with you another story. There was a man that was on an airplane, and that airplane crashed and landed on a desert island. As everyone was panicking and not knowing where they were going to find resources or if they would ever be found again, one man sat very peacefully, and people said, "How can you be at such peace?" And he says, "You see, I make $10,000 a month, and I give $1,000 of that a month to my church. I have every knowledge knowing that our church treasurer is going to find me and make sure that I make that pledge." With that being said, may God bless you all and bless everyone. Amen.